Weather conditions across the northern plains and upper Midwest will be improving as we go forward through these next 2 days, and next week looks to be warmer for many areas. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The final in the big surges of cold air is coming across the area now. If you've been outside today, you've noticed probably some snow and blowing snow occurring, especially in the eastern parts of North Dakota and Minnesota, but we are going to see that snow work its way farther east and south as we go forward through the rest of the day today. For the most part, this precipitation is going to cause some reduced visibilities at times, and that could result in some travel problems. So if you're traveling along some of the roadways in the region, please be extra cautious for the next several hours into the evening, because there's going to be some sudden declines in visibility, and that will cause a potential for some problems on some of those roadways. And we do have enough wind out there to get some ground blizzard conditions occurring at times. Winds are going to stay rather gusty for a while yet today and this evening. And then as we go through the night tonight and tomorrow, we will find ourselves with lighter wind speeds, but it's not going to be until Sunday that the entire atmosphere quiets down. The last of the big surges of precipitation are with us now. We do expect some snow to occur in northeastern North Dakota and northern portions of Minnesota later on Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning. And there may be one more that passes along the northern border areas as we go from Sunday into Monday. Most of the snow that's going to occur is not likely to be all that impressive outside of today. Today we may see a couple of spots picking up on an inch or two, but it's really about the wind and the reduced visibilities. Wind chill factors are going to be an issue too today. The afternoon temperatures are not going to get any warmer than they are right now, mostly in the teens across the region. There will be a few 20 degree readings in South Dakota, and we may also see one or two in western North Dakota. Minnesota, though, will be coldest, and we will have a lot of cloud cover in the majority of our region because of this disturbance passing through. Tomorrow, we'll see temperatures again in the teens and lower to a few middle 20s. The warmest weather will be out to the west, though, in the Missouri River Valley and points westward. And then on Sunday, a nice change for many of us. We'll see temperatures in the 20s and 30s. The warmest weather will be in central and southwestern parts of South Dakota, 40, and even some 50-degree temperatures will be possible. In contrast, we'll see 20s occurring in northern and eastern portions of North Dakota and also in a big part of northern half to two-thirds of Minnesota. The temperatures in those areas are going to stay chilly all the way through the middle of next week, even though it's not that far off from normal. We will expect, though, temperatures to stay in the 20s each afternoon through at least midweek next week. Nighttime lows are going to get down into some negative and positive single digits over the next night or two, but we will get away from that as we get into the first part of next week. Those low temperatures are probably going to become more in the teens. Single digits and teens, though, probably on Monday, and then it'll get a little bit warmer after that. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.